Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome back to Radio Law Talk, hour three, man. We usually are not supposed to tell you how many hours we are, but we're 3 hours. Man, we love sitting here for 3 hours and talking to you about the latest news, legal news. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO, 855-529-7234. We're going to talk about R. Kelly today. We're going to talk about McDonald's problems. No lawsuits yet, but just a little bit of investigation as to why the ice cream machines, I'm sorry, the shake machines don't work. Because, as Todd said, he's not quite sure. I don't know if it does have – we'll look that up. Does it actually have milk product in it? I'm not quite sure. I don't know.
Got milk.
And then we're going to talk about Nirvana being sued. We got ABC being sued. We have got this is always Supreme Court's – we can get into the Texas abortion law. I don't think we want to get deep into that because that's a long discussion, and it's going on right now, and it's still in the process. So we like to kind of get things at the time period. Period when really it's kind of getting finalized, so it's still going through the process there. But we got some really fun, interesting things to talk about, and the R. Kelly thing's gonna it's just how do you not get interested in the R. Kelly debate and what's happening and all these individuals testifying against him, and the difference there that we're going to get into between that and the Bill Cosby case, which Bill Cosby, for among other reasons, there are issues of cumulative testimony, and Todd talks about cumulative testimony of multiple people saying, oh, this person has assaulted me, but the difference in the Cosby case and this case is quite different, and Todd will bring that up again. He brought it up one other time. He'll bring up why the two are different and why it'll be difficult to appeal on that issue like Cosby did, and Cosby's out because of an appealable issue. And that's what we do. And then we're going to do a thing called quick takes. People love quick takes. That is, at the end of our show, we each try to do a quick take just to help you remember just a tidbit of this show. Because you know what? A lot of times there's things about how long you can listen, right? And how much you retain. But our quick takes, you're going to retain. And I'm so glad Denise did hers and cleaned it up. Because it was not appropriate for radio. So anyway, with that, we've got a great and very exciting. There's four things on our case or no case. Cal, name the four things again. It is
Pudgy Lady.
Pudgy Ladies.
Sports Bra.
Sports Bras.
Let's see, Health Spa.
Health Spa.
And
one other thing.
One other thing.
But that's it. Roll it. Let's roll it.
Here we go.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Shelby is, TikToker. Shelby is a TikToker, a mom, and by all accounts, just a little overweight. She admits that. And to combat that, she went to her gym in Minnesota in a sports bra and jumped on a treadmill. And so about 15 minutes into her 20-minute workout, a health club worker came up and tapped her on the shoulder and said, Shelby, you'll have to leave. She said, why? He said, well, too much of your belly is showing. I mean, all she wore from the waist up was shorts, a sports bra, a high-waisted pair of loose-fitting yoga pants, and the sports bra. So her belly was kind of hanging out. But, ma'am, was she humiliated. A humiliated Shelby left the gym, cried herself in her car, posted a TikTok. Of course, you know, you can't have something like this unless you post on TikTok. So she did that. And then she called the family lawyer. She said she has a contract. The gym did not in any place make clothing exceptions except those that the staff deemed were too revealing. And, yes, they reserve the right to make that decision. Shelby told her lawyer the gym humiliated her in public unnecessarily and broke their contract and wondered if she might have a case or no case. And in case you're wondering, it is a privately held gym and not a chain. And so Fred Penny, is this you? Is it you? I think it's you, Mr. Penny.
It is me. Yeah. And this is great. So this is very interesting because a lot of times businesses have, you know, no shirts, no shorts, you know, no service, right?
Right.
Yes, no shirt, no shorts, no service.
Yeah, that's what I
if I had a dime as a kid for every time I tried to walk in somewhere without pants and got kicked out,
Denise can't stop laughing. Well, think about the bathing suits they're wearing now, right? Think about the ladies' bathing suits. Denise, I love this. Denise, she's had a real fun day today. She's really off her rocker today, as in really, you know, I'm so happy for her.
Yeah.
Anyway, long story short, what are they wearing nowadays? I'm sorry, this is not, but they're wearing like G-strings and stuff, and yet this, I mean, there are. That's, you go to the local water parks, you go to the beach, but what, you know, what's wrong with wearing a sports bra, right? What's wrong with wearing,
I generally have no objection.
I know, but
he wears them all the time.
As long as I'm not the one wearing them.
Well, I think I need one sometimes.
Well, I think the issue is, if I understand this correctly,
yes,
the issue was this woman appeared as though she was with child. She had a rather bulbous belly.
Right.
And they just didn't like it, I guess. I don't know what the deal is.
Well, here's the deal. The situation is my point is, no shoes, no shirt, no shorts, no service, whatever you want to do. I mean, whatever you want, however you want to do that. And that businesses have a right to that. And we're not going to get into this here, but that's the argument about people saying, well, it's unconstitutional. In fact, somebody sent me an email and said, will you talk about this sign on Radio Law Talk? And it showed a picture of a sign that said, if you're not vaccinated, you're not going to be allowed in our business, right? And we want to see proof of vax card. People are like, that's unconstitutional. You know what? I'm not going to say for sure, but I think they can do that, you know? And the reason they can do that is it's a private business. Now, government, and that might be a different argument, but a private businesses can, unless it's a discrimination, according to the Constitution, you know, race, religion, you know, color, et cetera, I don't know that vaccine card is part of the Constitution. So, do I believe that they'll be able to do that? Probably. So I always, you know, always people call me and complain. As a lawyer, they go, Fred Brass. I said, you know what? Open a store next door and say, we allow non-vaccinated people in, and there's your competition, right? So say the store next door says, unless you're vaccinated, show me a vax card, we're not going to allow you in our business. And if you don't like that, open the store next door to them and say, we don't check your vaccination card, and see what happens, right? And what will happen is the economy will dictate. Whew, I went off on a tangent. I feel better now. Anyway, so
back to
the issue. No, come on, Cal. I'm off on a tangent.
Oh, you're doing fine. I'm sorry.
Just leave me my tangent. So here's the situation. The answer is it's a true scenario. It was on TikTok, but she never brought a lawsuit. And that's exactly what happened. But the thing is, yes, they could do that. They can kick her out if they feel that. I think they were wrong, but they have a right to do that. And that's why it says, and I don't think that's discriminatory, unless it's for they lay out a reason that it's discriminatory because of something protected in the Constitution. And Todd, you're up.
All right, Mr. Kunim, what do you say about that?
Yes, so she posted it on TikTok because clearly a story on TikTok is going to receive nothing but supportive comments, right? She's going to post a picture of her in what she wore. I got kicked out because I was wearing this on the treadmill, and nobody would ever think of saying anything derogatory to her on TikTok.
Just
okay.
An example.
Yeah, so look, I think that if you are running a gym, and we're probably running up on time here, if you're running a gym, you want this to be a feel-good experience for all the patrons. You want folks who come into your gym to develop good memories of the experience. And so, yeah, a little slip there. And Denise is giving me this, like, I cannot believe you went there, you knucklehead. So I think that, yes, they can go ahead and have her leave because we have protected classes. You can't discriminate against somebody because of their membership in a protected class. Race, religion, national or sexual orientation, things like that. Wearing a sports bra is not a protected class. And they are well within their rights to say, but she wasn't booted because she was a female. She was booted because she was dressed inappropriately according to staff. So I'm going to say this is a case, and I'm going to say that the club wins.
We'll be right back after this.
Stay tuned. More answers, all the answers for our case or no case are coming up right here. Don't go away. Commercials.
channels and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic. And maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-711-9218. 800-711-9218. 800-711-9218.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is a great time to call the show. 855-LAW-RADIO. That's 855-LAW-RADIO.
Let's talk about this case or no case, Cal. It's the TikTok case or no case. I said, well, give us a general overview again, and we'll say who said what.
Yeah, a woman goes into her health club in Minnesota, gets on a treadmill, been on there for 15 minutes,
a 20-minute workout. Somebody comes up at that time, asks her to leave because they claim that she was wearing nothing but a sports bra and that her belly was too big. They didn't like, well, they didn't say that. Said they didn't like the way she looked and that she was dressed inappropriately for the health club. Asked her to leave. She went out into her car in tears, humiliated, and posted a TikTok, of course, like any good TikToker would do, and then ran to a lawyer and said, I think I've been damaged. They violated my contract. And that was the gist of the case or no case. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, great minds think alike, Cal. Uh-oh. So what was the gender of the employee that kicked her out?
I believe it was a female, but I'm not sure.
Oh. But he said he's not sure, though. He doesn't know.
Okay. He didn't make you think that far when he made it up.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yes. Denise,
you already said.
I haven't said anything.
Oh.
I am the last one to get to say something. And so, Fred, you said no case.
I said no case, a scenario, but not a case.
And Todd said
it's a case.
Case and the club wins.
So I can do whatever I want because Cal already can't win. So
I'm pretty much stuck here, yeah.
I'm going to say that it is no case.
Let's hope Denise is right.
All right, here we go. So this lady did go into the health club. She was summarily kicked out. And she did post a TikTok on it. I know that because I saw it. But what she did not do was file a case.
No. The winner is Denise. Todd is a loser. Denise and Fred get 2 points.
And Fred, way to go. Congratulations to you
awesome.
Guys.
I bet you that was a TikTok you saw, Cal. That's a great one.
An actual TikTok that I saw, and I thought, come on, lady, get over it.
I wonder when TikTok's ever going to give back my verification. They took my verification away. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah. They took my blue mark. I don't know why.
They're just mean.
I'm mad at TikTok. TikTok, I'm mad at you. Nationwide, they're hearing this. So
anyway, if she had filed a case, wouldn't you love to see that trial? I mean, as the defense attorney for the club, I was, Your Honor, I present to you Exhibit A, and it's the picture of her. Now, I ask you, I defy you to decide, when did the humiliation occur? Did it occur when she was asked to leave the club, or did it occur, really, unbeknownst to her, when she walked into the club dressed like that?
Well, and then I would counter that argument, and I would have pictures of all of the beautiful women in sports bras and yoga pants that were not asked to leave.
Right.
And I would say that's a breach of contract because that was discretionary with the employee, and they only chose her to leave.
Right. And she brought up in the TikTok, they violated my contract, they violated my agreement. But mostly she was just embarrassed, and I understand that.
Right. So post it on TikTok. That's a great way to get rid of the embarrassment.
Right.
At which point I would come back and say, turning to the plaintiff's evidence, pictures of all these people that are attractive wearing this, I don't think she should have been embarrassed when she walked through the door wearing that, nor her. But her, yes, she should. Embarrassment started when she decided to wear that to the club.
All I got to say, have you ever been to a water park? Never mind about the water park. I always say the dog whistle. You know what a dog whistle is?
Mm-hmm.
It's what happens. I call it the dog whistle look. What's the dog whistle look? That's when we do a whistle to the dog. Your dog turns her head left and right. Like, huh? That's what happens sometimes at the water park. I'm going, you're wearing that, you know? And it's not a man or a woman. It's all everybody.
But you wouldn't kick them out.
But it's funny. But let me tell you, can I tell an anecdotal story about that, Cal? I'm the host. I can do whatever the heck I want.
I like it.
That is our anecdotal.
Yeah, go ahead.
I started working. Don't forget, things have changed over the years, right? And I want my listeners to hear this. In 1986, that's a long time ago, Cal, I worked at a water park. And the water park manager, I was in college and I worked there, and I was not a manager, but the manager quit and they put me in as manager, right? And as the park part. And I was a young kid. I was about 22 years old. And this is back in the time where there were standards as to what you could wear to a water park.
Right.
And some people flew in from France.
Oh, here we go.
At a water park.
Where they wear no pants.
Yeah,
pants
where.
They wore.
And so it's probably they were pretty much wearing what they wear now, and it's not a big deal, right?
Yeah.
But I remember there was major complaints, and the people above me said, you need to go talk to those people and tell them they need to leave or put some more clothes on, right? And by the way, what they were wearing, then was probably no different than what you're seeing in water parks now. Okay. And so I was like, oh my gosh. And later, you know, it was toward the late afternoon, and I started walking over there. As I walked down the side by the lazy river and heading across to where they were, I saw them packing up and starting to leave. And I went,
yay.
They were just out of the blue, not anyone. They just happened to be, because that park was closing like in an hour or two. They were just packing up to leave because they were basically done for the day. And I avoided a disaster of walking over and having to say that. But isn't that interesting how things have changed nowadays?
Yep.
They wouldn't say a damn thing.
I'm surprised you didn't walk away and just go like that with your hands and say, handle that one.
Yeah, it's like, took care of it for you, give me a raise.
Ironically, they lodge a complaint on their way out about all of the ugly, overly dressed people at the water park.
Right.
No, that happens. Actually, I was in Austria at a lake, and everybody was topless. Everybody, no matter what their age, a lot of attention because I was not.
Oh, that's,
and that's really funny.
And that's what she's, that's the story she's sticking to. And that's on terrestrial radio, right? I guess that's okay.
Yeah.
Well, we can hear. Look, you hear everything here on Radio Law Talk. We do talk about the law sometimes. We're going to talk about R. Kelly when we come back, so stay with us. We've got a lot of anecdotal stuff. You want us to talk about anecdotal stuff of our life, just tweet us at Radio Law Talk or call us at 855-LAW-RADIO.
We'll be right back.
It is. We'll see you.
More Radio Law Talk, as Fred said, is coming right up. Stay tuned. Stay tuned for more Radio Law Talk. It's coming right up after we break away.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Keep listening for an exciting offer from U.S. Med. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain and inconvenience of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. We'll tell you all you need to know about CGMs. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And with insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now to learn more. 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. Plus, get free shipping, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. CGMs are the newest in diabetic technology. They can help you stay in range and manage your diabetes better. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost. And delivery is free. Remember, if you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. Call 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. Copays and deductibles may apply. 800-251-7560. That's 800-251-7560. Sponsored by U.S. Medical Supply.
I've got to get my car washed. The dirt is just won't do.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Gas Buddy Head of Petroleum Analysis Patrick DeHaan weighs in on Hurricane Ida's impact on oil prices.
I don't think we're going to go much higher. I think maybe a few more cents a gallon, maybe as high as $3.25 a gallon. I really don't foresee getting much worse than that at this time. But still, as motorists hit the road, they're going to be encountering rising prices for Labor Day. I think that will usher in lower prices by mid and late September.
DeHaan appeared on Fox Business. Friday's non-farm payrolls report not only reflected below expectations job growth in August, but also showed unemployment rising for black workers, teenagers, and those with some college or an associate's degree. The Labor Department jobs report showed that non-farm payroll employment rose by 235,000 in August, far below the forecast of 750,000. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
877-878-4203. Is this real life? Are you serious?
Radio Law Talk. Now, back to the show.
I guess, you know, sometimes when you have a pimple on your face, you just have to go at it. You know, you just can't ignore it, even though sometimes, look, they're giving this weird look. That's life. You just have,
I'm
you
just
can't,
wondering what's showing.
You can't ignore it. So that's what we're going to talk about, the R. Kelly. It's like a train wreck, you know? It's like a train wreck or a wreck on the side of the freeway where the freeway slows down. You just have to slow down and look. So, Todd, you're the criminal prosecutor. Why don't you take us through kind of a little bit, a very quick background of R. Kelly, and then what's the latest? There's been a number of testimonies. He's in trial, and there's people testifying against him at this point, and why it is not really cumulative with multiple women testifying how they've been treated by him.
Sure. For as long as I can remember, just in a nutshell, rumors of R. Kelly having relationships with underage females, they've dogged him his whole career. Okay, and again, they've all been rumors, but now he is facing the first of, I believe, three trials, and this one's in New York, where he's actually being charged with, they were a family show, I'll just say inappropriate conduct with minors, with females, okay? And so he's being charged with this, and they're in the middle of trial, and multiple people are testifying to their version of the events, of things that he perpetrated on them, that he did to them, that were sexually inappropriate because of their age. And the question has come up here about, well, wait a second. In the Cosby case, they had multiple people testifying to things, but there was an issue there about when does the evidence become cumulative? I mean, so much evidence is being presented to the jury that the volume of evidence alone will cause the jury to want to convict. And the big difference here is that in the Cosby case, there was one named victim, And then the other folks who testified about what they claimed Cosby did to them were people that were testifying. The jury wasn't to determine whether or not Cosby was actually guilty of violating them or engaging in inappropriate conduct. The purpose of their testimony was to show that Cosby had a modus operandi, a common plan or scheme about how he would go about luring these people to the point that they became victims. And when the court does that analysis, there's only some in jurisdictions that even allow it. Some jurisdictions don't even allow extraneous evidence, but Pennsylvania did. California is another one that does. And the court has to decide, okay, where do we balance this? What's an appropriate number of prior victims that could testify what happened without it becoming so prejudicial that the jury now convicts because of what you did to one of the named victim or one of the testifying witnesses as opposed to the named victim in the complaint? That's the balance they do. The difference between that and R. Kelly is the multiple people who are testifying to acts that they claim R. Kelly performed on them are actually named victims in the complaint. They aren't witnesses who are testifying just to show a common plan or scheme. They're witnesses who are testifying because he's facing a specific charge based upon what the government alleges he did to them. And look, if you have six victims hypothetically in a case, if you have six counts with six different victims, then each victim gets to testify and it's consolidated into one complaint. And you're not running afoul of any cumulative argument because, hey, this is a charged defense. So deal with it and battle against that. Well, and so this last week, one of the victims took the stand and was reading passages from her diary that apparently she wrote shortly after right. the incident that occurred. And she's breaking down and sobbing and crying. But from a prosecution standpoint, very compelling evidence in front of the jury, because not only do you hear the technical aspects of it, age, is this an act that qualifies, did he do that, was she there, and that's very technical. But you also, because of the way she's reading it, see firsthand the impact that it had on the victim. Now, impact isn't technically an element of the charged defense, but it's impossible to present a case like this without considering the impact. It's impossible. All somebody has to do is go, wow, she was 16 years old, just a little kid, and he was whatever age he was, and they're going to go there anyway. And so that was the evidence that was presented this week, was the diary.
Right, and then yes. She talks about, go ahead, Denise.
That she's a 16-year-old virgin. That was the one thing, and currently she's pregnant, and so she really did have to take some time off to get herself composed.
Like real, like yes. do any day type yes. of thing, right?
Yes, and so the impact was there. And then also you got to see firsthand kind of the humiliation in a way of what happened to her. Not only had she had this act on her happen, but she ended up getting a sexually transmitted disease. And that's serious stuff. That is... And so what the prosecutors have to show is they have to actually show that R. Kelly knew that he had this disease and right. transmitted with her to her anyway. Right. And they called his doctor.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to bring up. The doctor went up to the came on the stand and said, gets into his history. And so obviously he did know because the doctor was giving medication for it. And Cal.
No, just wow. I was stunned by that. Yeah.
What's interesting too about this is, again, you know, none of this is, it's all sad, but don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to say this. I always say this. He's still innocent until proven guilty. Just, you know, now there's going to be some defenses. And one of the defense they came up is basically, which is an interesting defense, is you're a stalker. And that's why, you know, you saying this happened, you stalked him like a lot of other people are stalking him, and not just stalking him, but you basically told him he was 19, you were 19 the whole time until after this incident occurred. And then after that, you decide to tell him you're 16. Isn't that true? So that's the cross-examination, and that's interesting argument. They've got to argue something, right?
They do. Jurisdictions are different. One of the things the prosecution can come back with, and especially argue to the jury, was, okay, let's assume that everything that the defense tried to prove at the victim was true, that she was a stalker and that she did stalk him and all that. he was still this age, she was still that age, they still did this, and that's still against the law. Now, where it might come into play is if there's an allegation that he forced himself on her or that he caused her to do things that were against her will, which might be an enhancement to something. All right, so maybe if she was actively pursuing it, you don't have the force aspect of it, but... Look, this act still occurred. I'm looking at birth certificates. You were 27, you were 16. That's against the law in this state, and there you go.
Is that the one that he got married to, this one?
No, that was Aaliyah. She died in a plane.
Here's a question for you, Mr. Prosecutor, former prosecutor, and now, I'm not going to – this is a softball. Don't worry. I'm not going to catch you. So the question is, what if she did show him or tell him she's – 19, and let's just do a scenario, and she gives him a fake ID that shows she's 19. What happens then when he finds out later she's 16?
Depends on the jurisdiction, right?
It does.
Yeah,
it does.
It's all jurisdictional.
In some areas, mistake of fact is not a defense.
Yes.
Right? In some areas, it is. The other question is, if this is in New York, I think at one point in time, wasn't age of consent in New York lower than it is everywhere else? It was like 17 or 16. If the age of consent is lower, it may change the nature of the case a little bit in terms of severity, but...
There's a five-year difference.
Yeah.
There's still the criminal act or the alleged criminal act of transmitting the STD.
Oh, yeah,
knowingly transmitting
right.
the STD.
Right, that's another issue. So, but this is going to be interesting. That's going on. And then later on, there's some more testimony from young men that have come in and testified that they have had relations with him and that they were inappropriate. Isn't that right?
I think the allegations, if I remember correctly, are that there are young men that had relations with, or underage young men or whatever, had relations with others, but at his direction.
Got it.
There was the one that called him nephew and things like that. And so I don't know that it was necessarily... the allegations necessary are Kelly and the young man, but it's the young man was forced to or caused to engage in action in actions with somebody else, but at R. Kelly's direction.
Yes, and at R. Kelly's pleasure, because remember, he was there watching.
That's right.
And I think he was videoing,
He videoing, but he also engaged. He also was sometimes involved.
Yes.
That's the allegations. Good. Yeah. So that's what's going on. And then, look, when we come back, we got to talk about McDonald's, and then we're going to talk about Nirvana. The Nirvana lawsuit is really interesting, which is about basically one of the most famous album covers of all time. And we're going to talk about that and the lawsuit because of the album cover and all the allegations there. But our favorite guy, Todd Kuhnen here, just loves McDonald's, and he's going to talk about McDonald's when we come back.
Look forward to that. Did you bring us any lunch, Todd? That's the core question, Beth. Probably not. Okay, stay tuned. More Radio Law Talk is coming right up right here, so don't go away.
RadioLawTalk.com.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
This is Denise Dirks.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay, whale, whale, whale! Oh no, whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Yeah, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No fun?
No fun for you.
This is Radio Law Talk.
We're back. I know it's a sad day for everybody listening. It's our last segment of the day. We really appreciate you hanging in there. We love doing this for 3 hours. But we were going to talk about Nirvana being sued and McDonald's. So probably the most important one to talk about is McDonald's due to the fact that Todd Kuenin, our illustrious host, the lawyer extraordinaire that is a former prosecutor for the DA's office in Tennessee and in California now has his own criminal practice. What's going on with McDonald's? There's no lawsuits right at this time that we know of.
No lawsuits at this time, but you know, have you ever gone to a McDonald's and wanted to order a shake and you get met with that? I'm sorry, our shake machine is broken.
It happened to me yesterday.
Yes.
Did it really?
Shake machine always seems to be broken. And you know, we've got a lot of things that the government and investigatory bodies, the FBI, DOJ, all these things, they're trying to really rectify and take care of. People coming across the border, what are we going to do with international agreements? But apparently high on the list, yeah, we can stop that song. High on the list is what's going on with the McDonald's shake machines? And that is now being investigated. And really what they're investigating here is the reason it's down for so long is because the companies that make the machines have this, like, and only we can come in and fix your machine, and that causes long delays. So they're investigating the propriety of having something that cannot be repaired by in-house. They always have to order out to have somebody come in and repair it. Is that kind of holding the business off?
So it's kind of funny because it's like a generalization that policemen like donuts, right? Well, here it's a generalization that the feds like shakes.
Yes, it is. It is. And quite frankly, I'm just guessing that across the street from McDonald's, there's an FBI agent with a pair of binoculars and a team, and they say, all right, we don't move. We don't move until they put the sign out saying the machine is broken. All right, go swarm, swarm, swarm. We're in. It's a gateway crime. It starts with shake machines. Next thing you know, they're selling crack.
Oh, we got way too much time on our hands.
Do you know who makes their smoothie machine?
I don't.
Vitamix.
Really?
Yeah. And so apparently they have this contract that if a Vitamix goes, a Vitamix guy comes to fix it. And the feds are going, wait a minute. And this is a Biden thing, a Biden initiative, where the president has said, I don't want people not able to just fix any machine. They want, you know, fix your own car, fix your own, you know, take your watch apart, fix it, I guess. But this apparently is some kind of Biden initiative of not wanting to have this closed loop that many companies have.
Well, yeah, he did run
He did run on the fast food efficiency platform.
That's what I'm saying.
It's a little known platform, but yes, that
it's there.
But you know, here's something we've called it shakes, right? Now, if you look at news articles that come out, they talk about the McDonald's milkshakes. But if you notice, McDonald's never uses the term milkshake. I'm on their website right now. Somebody had a frequently asked questions. Why don't you call your shakes milkshakes? Here's the answer. Great question.
From their website.
This is from their website. Our shakes contain milk from our reduced fat soft serve, which makes them thick and creamy. Always throw an ad when you're answering a question, right? Dairy restrictions actually vary from state to state on what can officially be called a, quote, milkshake. So we like to keep it simple and refer to them strictly as shakes. That's why. Interesting.
Well, all I got to say is you guys keep listening to this show because at the very end, we got a quick take and mine's about this McDonald's shake. That's what's important. Let's talk about Nirvana. Nirvana, guess what? So, look, Nirvana was one of the most famous bands back in the 80s, right?
And 90s.
90s, yeah. I'm sorry, 90s. And it kind of started the...
The grunge.
Yeah, the grunge movement in Seattle, right?
And let's wear flannel and have long hair and talk about how crappy life is while we drive our expensive cars and make a lot of money.
Exactly. Courtney Love was married to the guy who died. What's the head of the
Kurt Cobain.
Kurt Cobain tragically took his own life.
Yep, and he passed away. And there's one of the most famous albums is this album cover with a little baby swimming. And apparently it's swimming toward money or something like that that's hanging down. Something like that.
And the baby has no clothes on.
Right. And so what's happening? Anybody know?
Yeah, well, you know, the man that was the baby, the child model, if you will, that individual is now suing the surviving members of the band for emotional distress, claiming that the album cover constitutes child pornography.
Okay, stop right there. And suing the estate of Kurt Cobain and some managers.
That's correct.
Right.
And his thing is, look, this is child pornography, and it's causing me a lot of emotional distress. And I believe his claim is he's seeking $150,000 from each of the surviving members of Nirvana. And I, you know, look, the amount he asks, technically speaking, given their net worth, is probably low. I don't think the guy's got a leg to stand on. Not only because of the nature of the photograph and what it depicts, but also his actions subsequent to taking the photograph.
Yeah.
But
what happened to the actions subsequent to taking the photograph?
Well, if he's claiming that this photograph, he says, well, you know, this was taken, my parents allowed this, and I was just a kid, I couldn't consent, and I've been emotionally scarred by this ever since, and this is just really terrible, never mind. You know, just look the other way when they point out the fact that on the 10th, 17th, 20th, and 25th anniversary of the album cover. That is true. I did participate in recreating the photo for publicity.
Oh, you did?
Yes, I did.
And payment?
But now I am emotionally scarred now that I apparently need $150,000 from each of you.
But he was clothed.
Well, let's think about
this. Clothed, right?
It was clothed, but if it's causing him that much emotional stress, I would think that he wouldn't go anywhere near anything related.
Yeah. Why recreate what caused you stress?
Yeah.
Right?
Well, here's the sad news. Here's the sad. Seriously, how much money did he personally get out of that picture? Probably nothing or very little, right? I mean, that's the sad part is, man, his picture's exploited all over the world, one of the most famous album covers of all time.
Yep.
And he's really probably got very little or nothing out of it. I don't know. Did his parents put it in a trust fund for him and he got it later? I don't know.
I would say that's true. However, that is the exact same deal that every model who has ever appeared on any album cover gets. That was what the industry had.
Let's
and the parents' consent, and they allowed that. Now, so if you haven't seen it, yes, his genitalia is visible in the picture, okay, on the album cover. But the question here is whether or not, does this qualify as child pornography?
No, because what they said, go ahead.
I would say no, it does not.
No, because the argument is apparently, and we're not going to get into this because I don't want to get into this in terrestrial radio, but it's basically photos of infants are generally not considered that unless it's exploited in a way that makes it more, you know, exploitive.
Sexual
that's,
picture.
Yeah, that's what I don't want to say. I didn't want to say that word, but yeah, Cal said it. So anyway, but and this clearly is not. This is, I mean, clearly. I don't want to say clearly, but to me, it doesn't seem that way. It's just a baby swimming in a pool.
There's an artistic exception when it comes to photographs of this. If there wasn't, then like National Geographic would have been run out of business a long time ago.
Right.
And that doesn't happen. And this falls within that same exception because it doesn't appeal to, it's a word, what's the word, Denise?
Purient.
The prurient interests of those. So go ahead and look that one up in Black's Law Dictionary. It's just, there's nothing perverted about it. So
I'd like to say something, though. There's another allegation in the complaint that has some meat or whatever in it. And the allegation is that Eldon's parents never authorized the band to use the photo, which was taken at a Pasadena Aquatic Center in 1990, and that Eldon received no compensation for it.
Wow. See, that's a different story.
Circumstantially, I think that if I was Nirvana, I would be looking back at this saying, so let me get this straight. We were at an aquatic center. You had your kid there. You saw a cameraman sitting in the bottom of the pool. The kid was thrown in. No adults are anywhere near this infant who is like 6 or 7 months old at the time, and they're taking photos before you jump in to save the infant, and your argument is you didn't consent to any of this. Okay, and my guess is somewhere somebody has a document with that written on it.
Anyway, that's interesting. We're going to go on. We're going to end this show. Hey, can I go Cal first?
Fred Penny, how would you like to do your quick take
quick
first?
Quick takes. Yeah. McDonald's shake machine. Broken all the time, so what? Go get an Iceberg drive-in. And by the way, we have to say that they sponsor this. Once you go get an Iceberg shake, you literally will never look at a McDonald's shake again. It's iceberg.com. You should see those milkshakes. You
well
don't want
said.
A McDonald's shake.
Well said. Denise, what about your quick take?
Well, what did we learn from Elizabeth Holmes' case? We know that sometimes a little prick on the finger can cause a lot of blood loss.
Todd Kuhn, what's your quick take?
Kisses. They always get you in trouble. Just ask Hershey's.
All I got to say is this has been Radio Law Talk. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you next week. Appreciate it.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got?
needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.